Welcome back. It's a Wednesday, the 19th day of July, 2023. I'm your host, Mark Call. I'm going to start off today with a story that I actually had on my list for yesterday. We ran out of time. I guess you could say so many great big stinking feeded lies and not enough time. But this one, I didn't actually listen to the recording until after I'd finished the show. I had the text sitting here in front of me. Yeah, another lying Satan worshiper. And we already knew that. But somehow, folks, listening to one of these SOBs actually come out and lie to your face just seems to resonate a bit more. And yes, as I play this one, I'm going to point out up front, it is arguably the biggest bunch of stinking, fetid, literally deadly lies I think I've ever heard come out of a military officer, much less National Security Council spokesliar, present or former, bar none. This was a press conference from the whorehouse, you know what color it is. Maybe we don't anymore, where so-called Admiral John Kirby, national security spokesliar, said on Monday that killing babies is, quote, a foundational sacred obligation of military leaders, sick, across the river. The river Styx? The problem is that Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville has blocked hundreds of senior military appointments of equally evil people, you can have no doubt, because they don't let the good ones make the higher ranks anymore. You're either PC or you're passé, until the Department of Defense, sick, scraps its policy offering to pay at taxpayer expense for abortions for service members and other so-called gender-affirming health care and all kinds of crap that has nothing to do, folks, with military readiness. But that's not the lie you're going to hear. Because the Supreme Court last year, as you may recall, overturned protections for the highest satanic leftist sacrament. Talking about abortion, but pretty soon it'll be transgender mutilation. And you're already paying for that, although the military doesn't even bother to defend the borders anymore. So Kirby was asked a question. The question wasn't nearly as idiotic as the response. Is abortion really necessary in order to promote military readiness? Is kind of what it boiled down to. And here's as much of the answer as we can stand to listen to.
Why is the new DOD policy on abortion critical to military readiness?
I'm really glad you asked that question. No, I mean, I really am. One in five members of the U.S. military are women, 20%. We're an all-volunteer force. Nobody's forcing you to sign up and go. People volunteer to go. You raise your right hand and you say, I'm gonna do this for a few years or even for my life. And it might cost me my life to do it.
Especially since we intend to inject you with things that you know may damn well kill you.
And when you sign up and you make that contract, you have every right to expect that the organization, in this case the military, is going to take care of you, and they're going to take care of your families.
Full stop. I'm going to ask it again. Does providing health care include injecting you against your will? How about reproductive health care, since you'll probably never bear children after that, regardless of what sex you started out as? This damnable liar has started out with a lie of omission, not bothering to tell the whole story, but he is fixing to really double down and commit lies of commission repeatedly.
You have every right to expect that the organization, in this case the military, is going to take care of you, and they're going to take care of your families, and they're going to make sure that you can serve with dignity and respect, no matter who you are, who you love, or how you worship or don't.
Of course, if you don't worship the way we want you to, don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out, and don't expect a promotion.
And our policies, whether they're diversity, inclusion, and equity, or whether they're about transgender individuals who qualify physically and mentally to serve to be able to do it with dignity, or whether it's about female service members, one in five.
Full stop. Now talk about hypocrisy. Talk about lying through your damnable teeth. I'm going to do something at this point that I don't often have to do, but I am today. Let's go back and edit this after I actually prepared the story and insert something else that I think is every bit as germane as anything this lying you-know-what is saying. This story comes from Zero Hedge, also Fox News, and the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing. An 18-year-old real female military recruit, you know, one of those that Big Brother's liars tell you they're so concerned about, was forced to shower with and sleep in between transgender biological males under the Biden regime policies, placing her in what she told the Senate committee was an extremely uncomfortable position. I doubt she intended the pun. The incident was highlighted on Tuesday during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, says Zero Hedge's summary, after which Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota told the outlet that the non-preferred gender identity woman was afraid to speak out because of concern for her career, and that her options were basically limited. Either keep quiet about it or resign from her early career position. And let me rephrase that just a bit, folks, in the vernacular, the kind of thing that an admiral like John Kirby might say, off camera, of course. Suck it up, honey! Or don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. The story goes on to say that the young recruit was being deprived of privacy, and I don't think they really cared that much about any reproductive health issues she may have been worried about either. But I will give the Pentagram this. I'm sure they would have been more than happy to pay for an abortion for her. Okay, well, you know, the taxpayers, that is. Added Senator Rounds, most of the focus, and here he's talking about the Biden regime, is on transgender individuals, not on the individuals who are working with them. And yeah, I'll say it again. When it comes to retention, guess who they could care less about retaining? And in a statement to Fox News Digital, the Pentagram said, quote, DOD policy is that all service members must be treated with dignity and respect, unless we just plain don't give a damn about you, obviously. Back to the quote, we would encourage any troop who feels uncomfortable or has concerns about privacy in shared spaces to work through their chain of command. Commanders may employ reasonable accommodations to respect the privacy interests of service members, unquote. Which means, since you're not a preferred gender, and let me say it again, don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. Oh yeah, and there's this. The Daily Caller tells us that the DOD regs require transgender service members sick to use whichever bathroom or shower facilities align with their preferred gender, regardless of what body parts might be hanging on them. And I gotta ask it again, folks. I mean, really, who are we kidding? Do you think this military brass gives a damn about military readiness, much less defending a country that they obviously detest and aren't even willing to defend the borders of? Especially when they put so much more emphasis on PC than they do soldiering, sailing, or flying. If you think there's some hypocrisy here, folks, hey, it pales in comparison to the fact that they really don't give a damn about military readiness, much less defending these United States against, well, pretty much anything that's a real threat, obviously including enemies from within. All right, well, let's pick up with the satanic prevaricator right where we left off.
Our policies, whether they're diversity, inclusion, and equity, or whether they're about transgender individuals who qualify physically and mentally to serve, to be able to do it with dignity, or whether it's about female service members, 1 in 5, or female family members being able to count on the kinds of health care and reproductive care specifically that they need to serve. That is a foundational, sacred obligation of military leaders across the river.
All right, full stop. And there it is, folks. That's got to be one of the most disgusting, absolutely anti-American lies I've ever heard come out of the mouth of somebody pretending to defend the country and worry about military readiness. Let's not kid ourselves. They've been injecting service men, women, aviators, Marines, soldiers, you name it, with something which was A, untested, and B, they knew damned well was, in fact, going to diminish or even destroy their immune system, if not their heart and lungs and entire cardiovascular system to boot. The military's own database says that cancers, just cancers alone among service members, are up 1,000% since the satanic Zyklon B injection mandate. And don't even ask about miscarriages and sterility, because they're still hiding that data. Remember, they wanted all of it to be hidden for 75 years. But what we do know is, yeah, it is up dramatically as well. And let's not talk about vax and boosted pilots, military and civilian, who die in the cockpit or on their way to the airport, because, that's simply not allowed. And this is somebody who's prattling about military readiness and sacred obligations? They have a sacred obligation not to kill people who sign up for military service. Oh, yeah, and they're supposed to defend the country, too, not politically correct satanic crap. I'm going to play just one more bit of this.
I've seen it myself. And it matters, because it says we're invested in you because you are being willing to invest in us. You're investing your life, your family's livelihood with us. We owe you that back in return.
Now, at this point, I can say something with assurance. John Kirby does not believe in a hell, much less a God of the Bible, because if he did, he'd also have to believe he now deserves to burn there. From there, we'll go on to another one of those stories that's no surprise. The deep state wants to kill soldiers, sailors, aviators, and Marines. They certainly want to keep killing babies, too. They also want to kill anybody that threatens their power base, especially if they actually think there might be an election. Who are we kidding, folks? Don't count on it. And they're worried about an election that's so lopsided that even they can't propagandize the cover-up. So I think we're coming to the realization that Hunter could do a line of coke on the Resolute desk and sacrifice a few sex slaves right there in the Oval Office, and the FBI and the Secret Service and the CIA would all join forces, and they could probably count on the help of the DOD, too, to protect them from any repercussions. By the way, did you know that the most evil and highest paid bureaucrat in America, Dr. Mengele himself, is still not only on the taxpayer dole, but getting taxpayer-paid protection? Yeah, we can all guess why. Even after he supposedly retired? But Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, who also rightfully wants him charged for perjury before Congress, that's just the beginning of his crimes, folks. Genocide, mass murder, and treason ought to be on the list, too. But in an interview I actually first saw yesterday, Rand Paul is asking a really good question. Hey, I thought only former presidents got that kind of Secret Service protection. Why does Fauci merit his own protection detail in retirement? And after all, he said it's not like he isn't rich enough to pay for it himself. So I guess I can put it this way. Cokeheads, mass murderers, hey, anybody that commits massive crimes against humanity, Big Brother fascist deep state will protect you. And you needn't worry about those scales of justice, because we got not only our foot, but a whole donkey standing on one side of them. But on the other hand, if you're a deplorable, if you're a white racist extremist or anything else we label you, you Constitution-believing, Bible-toting, MAGA Republican, you are what warrantless searches and 4 a.m. SWAT raids are all about.
And you're mean to the dog, too.
Which leads me to this one, and yeah, I'm sure you've probably heard it, because this is one story that the waste stream will tout to high heaven and propagandize till there ain't no tomorrow. And I mean that literally. Writes Jim Hoff for the Gateway Pundit's coverage. In case you missed it, the Biden regime, Department of Just Us, announced this week they want to add even more years, call it piling on, to the sentences of a whole bunch of January 6th defendants, you know, people that thought they still had a First Amendment right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Because you just can't have too much time in the gulag, can you? And besides which, we need to send a message to all those other deplorables out there. Speaking of which, yeah, here's the real story. They're going to keep persecuting Donald Trump. Doesn't matter for what. Because the real crime is running for president again after they proved to him that you can't possibly win anyway. And even if you get more votes, that won't matter. We are going to prove to America once and for all that the rule of law is dead. You're not even going to be allowed to talk about it anyway. Elections don't matter, and the only purpose of the military is to suppress your rights, and just wait till you see what we've got planned next. Why do you think we're killing off service members and replacing everybody with half a brain with perverts who believe just like we want them to? Why, think about it. If they don't mind us cutting the genitalia off kids, they won't give a second thought to plugging you. And don't forget, if the deep state doesn't like a president, we've already shown you what we can do with him. So, and this won't surprise anybody that's been paying attention, the next round of daggers is already being stabbed in the back of the Republic. Et tu, Brute? On Tuesday morning, President Trump released a statement on the Biden DOJ, SIC, and their latest attempt to arrest him on, well, do they still even need charges? We just make them up anyway, and same thing goes for evidence. That's what AI is for, in case you haven't figured it out yet. Kind of lends a new meaning to the word trumped-up charges now, doesn't it? The undisguised goal has been obvious for months now, if not years. To destroy him by any means necessary. And more important, to send the obvious message. The Daily Mail's coverage says Donald Trump revealed that he has received yet another target letter, this time from Special Counsel Jack Smith. Now, I got to stop here and say no. That's an idiotic misnomer, folks. Grand Inquisitor, maybe? Well, even Grand Dragon is closer to the truth. But he got this letter from the scumbag who wants him out of the picture by any means necessary, at minimum, regarding what the Daily Mail laughably calls their January 6th investigation. How's that for a disgusting misnomer? So many of those nowadays. On his Truth Social account, Trump claimed he faces arrest and indictment and was only given 4 days to respond to the letter, which he received Sunday night. It begins this way. Wow, he wrote on Sunday night, and yeah, admittedly, it's his usual rambling style, but let's go with it, since he may not be allowed to say anything for much longer. While I was with my family, having just arrived from the Turning Point event in Florida, where I won the straw poll against other Republican candidates with 85.7%, an all poll showing me leading the Republican primary by a very substantial set of numbers, almost everyone predicting that I will be the Republican nominee for president. Wait a second, full stop. That explains everything you're about to hear, folks. And I am leading Democrat Joe Biden. Well, at least, oh, come on, in the polls by a whole lot. And he said horrifying news for our country was given to me by my attorneys. And I'm continuing with the quote here. Deranged Jack Smith, I think he's too kind, the prosecutor with Joe Biden's DOJ, sent a letter, again it was Sunday night, stating that I am a target of the January 6th grand jury investigation and giving me a very short 4 days to report to the grand jury, which almost always means an arrest and indictment. Now, wait a minute. The fact that his name is Donald Trump and he's running for president means an arrest and indictment. Probably a whole bunch of both. Basically, he goes on to say, the so-called Attorney General Merrick Garland and his henchmen, together with the Biden Department of Injustice, are effectively seeking to eliminate their, and he puts this in all caps, number one political opponent, who is largely dominating the race for president, which, of course, is immaterial, folks, because if it's not obvious, I'll say it again, and so will anybody else who's been paying attention. The votes, the law, the Constitution, the Electoral College, none of that matters at all. The only real issue here is the fact that if Donald Trump is the nominee, whether the left and the media like him or not, he's probably going to win the actual vote, whether they count it or not, by such an overwhelming margin that even their propaganda machine will be hard-pressed to convince the American people this time around that, Biden really did get 375 million votes, even though there aren't that many people in the country. So at this point, I'm going to pause for just a second here, do a bit of commentary, and I'll note, really makes you wonder how long they're going to keep up this charade. Everybody knows there's nothing whatsoever going on here that has anything to do with legality or the rule of law or evidence or anything else. Otherwise, everybody listening could name a whole bunch of criminals that should have been taken out, taken down, put in orange jumpsuits, tried and probably even executed a long time ago. But at the very least, put away for life and certainly not allowed to run for office, bureaucratic or otherwise, ever again. So you really do have to ask the obvious question. Why don't they just dispense with the charade when it comes to Donald Trump and simply take him out? They want to demoralize everybody that still thinks there's even a prayer that a constitutional republic might emerge from the ashes somewhere down the line. Personally, folks, I think the Creator's given us plenty of warning on that score.
But that's not what's worrying me. It's how to do it. These things must be done delicately, or you hurt the staff.
Now, they probably won't be able to use a drone to do it, because that would deprive CNN of the moment they've been jonesing for so long, when the SWAT team busts down the door and they haul him off. And besides, while the drone would send the proper message, it might be not quite subtle enough for them yet. Either way, though, you know the useful idiots will cheer, and the dumbed-down Americans that haven't figured it out yet will probably continue to sit there like bumps on a log and say, I guess I got the message. I better keep my mouth shut and let them have my kids, too. So let's start with a quick flashback to May of just this year on the southern border invasion. We'll see how little has changed, except for the fact that it's more in your face. Courtesy of, ironically, the Daily Mail in the UK, the headline says this entire operation is a sad joke. Border Patrol Union has torn into the DHS for telling migrants and smugglers exactly where and when it'll conduct its so-called targeted enforcement just 2 days before Title 42 expires and the floodgates open. Quote, a dispute has arisen, says the piece, between the Department of Octung Homeland Security, and I guess you'd have to add invasion now, and the union representing Border Patrol agents after it announced an op in El Paso and then tipped off all of the supposed subjects of the op exactly what was going to happen and how they could avoid it. The op coincided with surges of thousands upon thousands of migrants crossing the southern border, but those who crossed illegally, the piece notes, will now have the time they need to make a getaway. Isn't that surprising? No, folks, not in the least. Says the piece, the dispute broke out between the U.S. government department tasked with securing the nation's border, how's that for a sick joke, and the union of agents working for them. Just as record numbers of invaders, and I'm going to use that one word here because it's more apropos, streaming across the southern border are now coming by the thousands, and soon the tens or even hundreds of thousands. Late on Monday night, USCBP, together with the Department of Aktung Homeland Security, announced that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, would be conducting a so-called targeted enforcement op in El Paso, Texas. But the union representing those agents said the entire operation is, quote, a sad joke and another pandering PR stunt, or worse. And it comes coincidentally, I suspect, just as the Border Patrol revealed how its agents caught 26,000 migrants in merely 3 days over the last weekend. Said the NBPC in a tweet on Monday night, nothing like publicly announcing that dangerous people will be arrested while then warning them ahead of time exactly where to run and how to hide to avoid arrest. Yeah, they said it's a sad joke, another pandering PR stunt, and serious law enforcement leaders don't behave this way, unquote, and as if we didn't already know that what we're talking about here isn't law enforcement, folks. It's treason and an open, planned, and accelerating invasion, which perhaps makes this next story even more relevant, or at least poignant. This comes from AmericanMilitaryNews.com about the, gutted, dumbed down, and neutered United States military, which is having trouble meeting recruitment goals, so they're doing the obvious. They're turning to the trannies and saying, hey, you don't want to serve in this man's Navy? There's a damn good reason why, but we're going to double down and show you. And here is another example. The United States Navy, says the headline, has told retiring troops that they owe 3 more years of service amid the recurring troubles that are arguably of their own doing. In particular, it has to do with medical professionals. At least 65 military doctors and dentists in the Naval Reserves were told Friday that they still had to undertake at least 3 more years of service, a shocking development caused by administrative record-keeping errors, or were they, in their retirement credits, claimed officials as the U.S. military continues to face, and they deserve it, don't they, a historic decline in military recruits. According to NBC News, multiple officers voiced their displeasure with the order, including one dentist who said, quote, they're trying any way possible to retain us, even if it's trying to strong-hand us, unquote. The background goes like this. To retire from the military with included benefits, members must serve a minimum of 20 years of qualifying service. But previously, physicians and dentists who successfully completed the Armed Forces Health Professionals Scholarship Program, I wonder if that was before or after they made them turn their back on the Hippocratic Oath and say, take the poison poke or else, and the hell with your health. Anyway, at one point in time, folks, they were credited with up to 4 years in retirement credits if they then followed up and joined the Selected Reserve, the military's main reservist force, after completing their active duty service requirements. According to an Army memorandum dating back to 2002, arguably before they became what they are today, the Army, Navy, and Air Force were using that credit as an incentive in an attempt to retain employees in the healthcare field because they were considered to be, quote, a critical wartime shortage specialty. But starting last year, Naval Reserve members started to see their credit from participation in the program just plain vanish off their official record. Although the Air Force and Army have confirmed they still do include participation as a credit towards military retirement. Said one doctor, I feel like I'm trapped. It's terrible. It's unfair. It's dishonorable. And I guess you'd have to ask, given what we've seen of late, why would you expect anything different? When people fail to honor their oath before God, what do you expect they're going to do with a mere contract? One of a number of examples show that in January 2022, a doctor's record indicated completing 19 years of qualifying service, but just 6 months later, it had decreased to only 16 years. And you can guess this next part, can't you? Oh, so sorry. It was a clerical or a computer or something or other error. Actually, a naval spokeslayer told NBC News it was, quote, a data migration issue. Said one dentist, who's voiced his dissatisfaction and said he wouldn't have accepted the offer to begin with if he'd known what they were going to do to him, quote, the 4 years was offered as a recruiting incentive, and to blame a migration error is a bold-faced lie, unquote. And isn't it funny, folks? They call it a migration error on top of everything else. The story ends with this, and you can guess it, can't you? The U.S. Army missed their 2022 recruiting goal by 15,000 troops, and arguably, folks, that's in spite of dropping their own standards, marking a 25% shortfall from the 60,000 it had sought before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th, and that is the worst miss on record for the service since the U.S. military became an all-volunteer force nearly 50 years ago. But if you've seen the recruiting ads, folks, you can probably guess exactly why we're seeing exactly what the military has been jonesing to get. Because it was about 48 years before they set their goals for an all-tranny LGBTQ PC force that doesn't actually defend the country or its borders anymore anyway. So it's certainly true that if you've been paying attention, I'm sure you don't have any doubts as to why the U.S. military ain't what it used to be, because who with integrity would want anything to do with the kind of crap they're shoving into people's arms and down their throats? So who's surprised that they've been lying to people about what they're signing up for to boot?